USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have died from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
An immigrant in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody died of coronavirus complications while waiting to voluntarily depart to his native Guatemala, becoming the agency's second detainee to die from the virus. It is unclear if the detainee had any underlying medical conditions at this time. More than 1,200 immigrants have tested positive for the coronavirus while in ICE custody, according to the agency. Roughly 50% of the 2,300 detainees ICE has screened for the virus have tested positive. California's State Health Department announced that counties can reopen places of worship for religious services. California has been under pressure by the Justice Department over its restrictions on in-person worship due to the coronavirus. President Donald Trump also said that churches should be reopened immediately. The guidelines restrict in-person worship services to 25% of a building's capacity or up to 100 attendees, whichever is lower, upon approval by the County Department of Public Health. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump is threatening to move the Republican National Convention away from Charlotte, North Carolina, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
On Twitter on Sunday, President Trump went after the Democratic governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, for being, quote, unable to guarantee that by August we will be allowed full attendance in the arena. The president demanding a quick answer on, quote, whether or not the space will be allowed to be fully occupied. The president said if full occupancy isn't allowed, the party will be reluctantly forced to find another place to hold the convention. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus has not been kind to car owners. With more people than ever staying home to lessen the spread of COVID-19, their sedans, pickup trucks, and SUVs are parked unattended on the streets, making them easy targets for opportunistic thieves. Despite silent streets and nearly non-existent traffic, vehicle larcenies shot up 63% in New York from January 1st. Through mid-May, compared with the same period last year. And many other law enforcement agencies around the United States are reporting increases in stolen cars and vehicle burglaries, even as violent crime has dropped dramatically nationwide during the pandemic. It's a low-risk crime with a potentially high reward, police say, especially when many drivers leave their doors unlocked or their keys inside. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.